The question then is, are the text constructions that we saw in the previous two slides, are these constructions intentional? So, in other words, are authors aware of what they're doing, and do they do it deliberately? Because awareness and deliberation, that's two separate things. For example, you can be aware of something, but not do it deliberately. Perhaps stammering, or having a high-pitched voice when you're giving a presentation in front of many people. You're aware of what you're doing, but you don't do it deliberately. So, we can never reveal the true intentions of writers. We cannot see inside their heads. And furthermore, much newspaper reporting is edited and rewritten by sub-editors, so in fact there are multiple authors. So instead of considering the intention of the writer, perhaps we should consider how such constructions of writing are interpreted by us, the readers, the listeners, and what effects they have on our patterns of thought and on our behaviour. So really, what the real issue is, how are certain issues, how are they unconsciously produced and also reproduced? And how this affects us in our own, or how does it influence us with our own thinking?